بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. شارف أو بلاو الشيخ أو بلاد الشيخ حكيم محمد اقتسم نور الله مركزه أستاذ برينتد إن فيضان محبة فيضان محبة. The title is زيارة مدينة. نظر ڈھونڈتی ہے دیار مدینہ ہے دل اور جابے قرار مدینہ. نظر ڈھونڈتی ہے دیار مدینہ ہے دل اور جابے قرار مدینہ. نظر ڈھونڈتی ہے وہ دیکھو احد پر شجاعت کا منظر. وہ دیکھو احد پر شجاعت کا منظر. شہیدوں کے خون شہادت کا منظر. وہ ہے سامنے سبز گنبد کا منظر. وہ ہے سامنے سبز گنبد کا منظر. اسی میں تو آرام فرما ہے سرور. نظر ڈھونڈتی ہے دیار مدینہ ہے دل اور جابے قرار مدینہ. ابو بکر و فاروق عثمان و حیدر رضوان اللہ تعالی اجمعین. ابو بکر و فاروق عثمان و حیدر یہی تھے یہ پروانہ شمع انور. یہی سے تو اسلام پھیلا جہاں میں. یہی سے تو اسلام پھیلا جہاں میں. مدینے کا شہرا ہے ہفت آسماں میں. نظر ڈھونڈتی ہے دیار مدینہ ہے دل اور جابے قرار مدینہ. نشان نبی ہے یہ مسجد قبا کی ہے قندیل طیبہ نبی کی ضیاء کی. نشان نبی ہے یہ مسجد قبا کی ہے قندیل طیبہ نبی کی ضیاء کی. مدینے کے دیوار مدینے کے دیوار وہ در دیکھتے ہیں عجب حال قلب و جگر دیکھتے ہیں. مدینے کے دیوار ادھر دیکھتے ہیں عجب حال قلب و جگر دیکھتے ہیں. یہ مسکن ہے شاہ مدینہ کا اختر. یہ مسکن ہے شاہ مدینہ کا اختر. فلک بوسا زن ہے یہاں کی زمین پر. فلک بوسا زن ہے یہاں کی زمین پر. نظر ڈھونڈتی ہے دیار مدینہ، ہے دل اور جاں بے قرار مدینہ.
الحمد للہ وکفا وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. This very beautiful poem of our honorable Sheikh Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Adam Allah of Yudahum. May Allah make the reality, or even just one aota, 1% of it come into our hearts. And we can see these great Allah wala, how they loved Madinatul Munawwara, Allah Ta'ala, Allah's Rasul, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Diyare Madina. The city of Medina, the houses of Medina, that wonderful place, which is, we will go through the poem, we will see what honor, what great position Medina Sharif has, and that is all because Hazrat Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is in Madinatul Munawwara. Nazar dhoondti hai diyare Medina, my eyes are looking for the city of Medina. In other words, all the time I'm wondering, I'm just dreaming about Madinatul Munawwara. I'm wondering, when will I be there? My heart is there. May Allah grant us this reality, not just the words that we are speaking or words that we are hearing, but give us the true love for the city of Medina. Hey dil o jaan bi qarar Medina, my heart and soul is restless for Medina. That when am I going? When is Allah going to open my way, call me and take me to Medina? This must be our condition, a mu'min, all the time. That we must be restless, that when are we going to Madinatul Munawwara? Wo dekho Uhud par shujaat ka manzar. When you see the Mount of Uhud, then see there the scene of the bravery of the Sahaba. How 70 Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum gave their lives in one day. And the battle of Uhud, that what great sacrifices they made. And this also, if we have to, we should try and study Sirat, history of Islam, and how the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu made sacrifices. Really for us it is unimaginable, unbelievable, but really what sacrifices they made. Today we got Islam on the plate. Maale muft dile be raham. We got it free of charge, we don't appreciate it. Today we can't look after our thoughts, we can't look after our eyes, we can't look after our tongue. Whereas they gave everything for the sake of Islam. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us one aota of what love they had, what feeling they had for Islam, for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, for Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Shaheedon ke khoon e shahadat ka manzar. Look at the blood, the scene of the blood of the shahadat, martyrdom of the Sahaba. We just go and see Mount Uhud. Today, unfortunately, Hajj and even Umrah has become more now a tourist activity. Now there are museums also. Before there were all other pleasure places. People should go there also. But now people go to all the museums, etc. It's just like a tourist, how we go for a tour. And the shopping malls, etc. But this is really, when we see Uhud, not just that we are going for ziyarat, and now whoever the person is taking us for ziyarat. But these are the lessons to take. That what great sacrifices the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu made, how they sacrificed everything of theirs. And we can't sacrifice little bit also from our side. Woh hai saamne sabz gumbat ka manzar. When you look this side again, then you see the beautiful scene of the green dome of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In other words, all the time, when you are in Medina, be seeing this. When you are not in Medina, let it be in your thoughts all the time. Now you are seeing Mount Uhud. Now you are seeing the Sabz Gumbat, the green dome. Usi mein to aaram farma hai sarwar. in there, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is resting our great and great honorable master and leader. He's resting there. And also, after they made all the sacrifices, did Allah make it so that now there isn't perhaps a moment where there aren't people reading Salatu Salam on Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And together with Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala an, Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala an, and going to Baqi, Sayyidina Usman, and we remember all the Khulafa and all the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum. Abu Bakr, Farooq, Usman, Haydar, radiyallahu ta'ala anhum. All read radiyallahu ta'ala anhum. Yehi thay, ye parwana shama'i anwar. These were the moths of the light, of this beauty, of this beautiful light of Islam. How moths go around a light all the time. Try and chase them away, they back again. They are going around the light all the time. That candle light or the lamps of the days of before, the moths are just going around there. They were around Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam like that all the time. Now how people tried to chase them away, to make them have bad thoughts, all types of influences, propaganda, etc. But they were just like those moths that were flying around this light all the time. Yahi se to Islam phela jahan mein. And a very important thing that we should realize also when we think of Madinatul Munawwara, or we should think, or when we are there, that Islam spread in the world from here. And whatever we have got is through these sacrifices and through from Madinatul Munawwara. Today we are making whatever tilawah, zikr, this majlis of ours, this beautiful poem of our share, all this is with the barakat of Madinatul Munawwara, the barakat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and the barakat of the Sahaba Kiram radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, and all the sacrifices. Otherwise we shouldn't even know to who Allah is. Maulana Musa Sahab was explaining, he met some of our old students from America in Umrah. And he say they are doing very good work there, mashallah. They got 80 students in the maktab, which is a very big number for them. So he says he was explaining to them about the first about the Quran, what the Quran Sharif is. So he saw about half of the students or so are like bewildered. They are like, they can't understand anything. They never heard the word Quran. So he was surprised. So then he explained it's a book of Allah. And then he saw about a third of the students, they like also bewildered. They never heard the word Allah. So we shouldn't have heard and known anything. We should have been worse than animals today. This is all the barakat of Madinatul Munawwara. Allah chose Madina Sharif for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam to make hijrat from Makkah Sharif to Madina Sharif. Allah gave him the Ansar radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, the helpers, and the Muhajireen who came. And then they all made this great, great effort and they made Islam spread in the world. And today, 1400 years after, the southern tip of Africa, right far away in the top of China, right in Alaska, who throughout the world, today it is all the barakat of Madina Sharif. So how much shouldn't we appreciate? And how much mustn't we read Durood Sharif? And how much mustn't we try and practice upon Islam and try and propagate Islam in every possible way? By our actions, by our words, going out in Jamaat, whoever we meet, Zikr Majlis, Islahi Bayans, whatever, in whichever way we can, literature, and not only to Muslims, but even to non-Muslims. Let them get the true picture of Islam. Today, unfortunately, a very, very concentrated effort is being made to distort the picture of Islam and to distort who Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was. And we are just keeping quiet. We don't have to fight anyone. We don't have to reply to anyone. But we must present Islam as it is by our actions, our relationship with our family, etc. explain, everyone must be an ambassador of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam and his akhlaq. Whether we are flying in the aeroplane, whether we are at the airport, whether we are in a shopping center, wherever we are, how we should try to bring that akhlaq, that character, and show the people who true Muslims are. They are not what they are making out of what Muslims are, but who the true Muslims are. Medina ka shohra hai haft asma mein. Madinatul Munawwara is famous in the seven heavens. And not only here in the world, and Madinatul Munawwara should be dearer to us than our own hometowns, than our own country. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, may Allah bring the reality into us. To speak is easy, to listen is easy, but may Allah out of His kindness bring that reality that we love Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more than what we love ourselves, more than we love our family, our possessions, etc. We can love Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more. And the city of Madinatul Munawwara becomes more dearer to us than every other place in the world. Nishani Nabi hai ye Masjid Quba ki. And the Masjid Quba, there also people go for ziyarat. Actually, we should try and go preferably on a Saturday morning, Yom Sabt morning. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should go, and you get the sawab of making one umrah. We're going to make two rakats of namaz there. And there we should also think when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came, the first masjid that he built was, when he was stationed at, was at Quba. And also that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went every Yawm al-Sabt, every Saturday. This should remind us also that it is from here that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never forgot his roots and his original. That when he came, this is the first place he stopped. And he paid always tribute, and he went to Quba every Yawm, every Sabt. So we also should think of our old days. Our ustads who taught us alif ba ta tha, don't ever forget them. Don't forget our parents who have done so much for us. They gave us an Islamic environment. We were born in a Muslim home. There are so many people who are having so much difficulty because they want to accept Islam, but the family doesn't want to. The parents are against them. For us, we were brought into Islam. Our parents sent us to Maktab. We went to Maktab. We grew up using water for istinja. It wasn't a new thing we had to learn. And there are so many other things. So never forget our roots. From where we got everything, never forget that. And what they have done for us, we should always appreciate very much. Hey qandil tayba nabi ki ziya ki. And the light of Madinatul Munawwara is the light of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Because of Madinatul Munawwara, because of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, all is the light and the honor and the noor of Madinatul Munawwara. It is because of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So we should try and read as much durood also as possible. And whenever we are listening, like to kitab reading, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam's name come over and over. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, also one point we should try and remember, that in some of the kitabs still the virtues of Tablighi Nisab, Fazail-e Amal, instead of Rasul, Prophet is written. Whenever we read, we should try and change it when we read to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And if we want to use the English term, use messenger. But we should try and avoid using the word prophet. And also whenever it is being read and we hear, we should try and read sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whenever we think of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whenever we hear his name, whether it is Rasulullah, whether it is Nabi, whether it is messenger, we should read sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Madina ki diwar dar dekhte hai. We see the walls and the doors of Madinatul Munawwara. And we should try and envisage the old Medina. The time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, though we don't know, but we should think of that Medina, Madinatul Munawwara. But even today, everything that is associated with Madinatul Munawwara, the doors of the Haram Sharif, etc., everything today, the nur of the ziya, the light of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the fragrance of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the ruhaniyat, and the anwarat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is still present. And it is the most strongest in Madinatul Munawwara, and then it spreads in the whole world from there. So that should be in front of us all the time. Ajab hal qalb o jigar dekhte hai. We see that the condition of our heart and our liver, in English heart, our heart's condition is very strange. We find it, we are so happy when we are in Madinatul Munawwara. Here we are in the city of the beloved of Allah, the beloved of mankind, the beloved of everyone. Yes, yeah, this wonderful place, and we are present there. May Allah take us all over and over with the true love of Madinatul Munawwara, and with the true adab and respect, and let us benefit fully. And also when we are there, that we envisage that we, especially when we in the masjid, and especially the more closer to the Rauza Mubarak, that we are actually sitting in the sohbat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Kareem alayhi salatu wa salam, Hayatun Nabi, he is alive in his qabr. And when we are there, we should think that we are sitting in his sohbat and in his company. Ye maskan hai Shah Madina ka akhtar. The khulasa, the summary, this is the house, this is the resting place, this is the city, this is the home of Nabi, of the king of Medina, Madinatul Munawwara. So why shouldn't it be like that? Allah's rahmat is continuously descending on Rauza-e Mubarak, on Madinatul Munawwara. So, and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is present there, as though, just see mashallah, how beautifully Hazrat has portrayed it and presented it. Falak Bosa Zan hai yaha ki zameen par. The sky, as though it is kissing the ground of Medina. And so much the sky loves Madinatul Munawwara, as though the sky comes down and it is kissing the ground of Madinatul Munawwara. That is that close affection, that close passion and desire and love. May Allah make this a reality in our hearts, and out of His fazl and out of His kindness, bless us with an aota of this true love. Otherwise, just words are just words. But may Allah make the reality come into us, inshallah. Jazakumullah. Reading from this kitab of Hazrat Kashkoli Ma'arifat, where Hazrat has presented a little bit of various things together in one place. Last time we read from this kitab, we read the tafsir of Asa Adamu Rabbah, that Adam alayhi salatu wa salam just made he forgot. Not that, na'uz billah, we should never use the word that we shouldn't use, that he sinned or he made a guna, na'uz. Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam are completely pure and free of that. We should never use such words. Therefore, like the word prophet, for example, we should also try and avoid it. Prophet is, according to the English dictionary, are these gypsies. These people who live in caravans and these fortune tellers. And they are like a low class even in the Western society. And for that they use the word prophet. These, they call them that the divine. They say the future. So that's why they use the word prophet. And for us to make it permissible, we say holy prophet. So you can't say that. We should try and avoid that word. It is not. Sometimes we think we are praising somebody, but actually we are dishonoring the person, and we don't realize. The next, Hazrat explains and about the tafsir of Ma'ishatan Dhanka, the tafsir of this. In the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِ. جو لوگ اللہ تعالیٰ کی یاد سے اعراض کرتے ہیں. Those people who turn away from the remembrance of Allah. This doesn't only mean the zikr of Allah. That is, they turn away from Allah. They turn away from Islam. They turn away from namaz. They turn away from deen. They turn away from all the aspects of deen, etc. For such people, کرتے ہیں ان کی زندگی کے متعلق اللہ تعالیٰ کا ارشاد ہے کہ ان کو تلخ زندگی دنیا ہی میں دی جاتی ہے. They are given a better life in this very world already. The world is made ma'ishatan dhanka, a better life, a hard life, a life where in spite of having all the comforts, but still you are restless all the time. Such a life when you turn away from Islam, when you turn away from the commandments of Allah Ta'ala, when you live according to your nafs, etc. اس کی تفسیر یہ ہے کہ غفلت عن الحق سے. The tafsir of this ayat is that when a person makes ghaflat, is unmindful of the truth which is being, which is the truth which is Islam, which is the absolute and the only truth, when a person turns his attention away from this, قلب کا سکون چھن جاتا ہے. The contentment of the heart is snatched away from such a person. When a person turns away from deen, from Islam, then the contentment of heart. And this also is difficult to understand. When today they have bluffed us and they have made us think that peace of mind is in having material things. That when we have material things, we have peace of mind. Whereas Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali said that the peace of mind, سامان راحت اور چیز ہے, راحت اور چیز ہے. Peace of mind is something else, and things of comfort is something else. They have left us today and they make and continuously what all the adverts, whether it's in newspapers, whether it's on the radio, TV, whether it is what we get on our cell phones all the time, that have the things of this dunya, and then you will have peace of mind. Whereas in there is not peace of mind. حضرت مولانا الیاس صاحب رحمت اللہ علی, one beautiful ملفوظ, he explained that dunya's life is very very short. He says the life of the qabr is much more longer. How many people are in the qabr for how many years already? And then all of us also, we will go to our qabr and we will be there till qiyamah will come, but when the first trumpet will be sounded, and when everyone will die. And then again, after we don't know how many hundreds of thousands of years will pass or whatever time, then the trumpet will be sounded again, and then Qiyamah will come. Qiyamah itself is 50,000 years long. How long is that? And after that, may Allah have particular mercy upon all us, take us with iman, take us without any guna at the time of death. And then after the final resurrection, then it is either Jannat or Jahannam. And that is forever. Compared to that whole long time, what is this dunya's life? What a short life. But we regard this as everything. And we make effort all the time just for this dunya, to satisfy ourselves. We want the things of this dunya, and what reality is the life of akhirat and the life of the qabr, and that is the real life. This is just a false life. This is just a shadow. All this to speak is very easy, but may the reality come into us that really we prepare and see how much of time each one of us think, how much of time I give for my dunya, how much of time I'm giving for my akhirat, how much of time I'm giving for my deen. Try and put it all together the whole day. And then again, check our niyat also. Those who are free for deen, who are teaching in madrasas, etc., they are like free for deen all the time, but we have to check our niyat also. Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, speaking to students, told them that the greatest thing that you can ever have in this world is to be a student of deen, to get the knowledge of deen, on condition that it is for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. And if it is for dunya's sake, then there is nothing, then that is the worst condition. And then he explains, like for example, many students, many in the girls, Darul Ulooms also, when they start it, when they admit the girl also, or the girl also gets admitted, her niyat is, I'll become an apa. It's a profession. It's a way of earning money. So if a student, a boy also, if he makes it a profession, a means of earning money, there's a different thing. You teach and you get your salary, which is not really a salary, but it is your expenses. You are a human being. But if your niyat is salary, like all the other professions, You become a doctor to earn. If you become a doctor to serve humanity, there is a great difference between that and a person who becomes a maulana to earn a salary. There is a great difference between the two. So the thing is on that niyyah. And on that, then Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali explained, Imam Ghazali Rahmatullah Ali explained, that there are some people who there is no dunya in their heart and no dunya in their hands. And there were many Anbiya, most of the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam. Love of dunya, there was nothing in all the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam's heart. And no dunya also they had. They just lived hand to mouth. They just lived for the day. And for us to live like that, we can't imagine it. If we have to be just out of job or something like that, or we just fear, we got no tawakkul. And somebody told Hazrat Bahlul Rahmatullah Ali that flour with which we make roti is gone expensive. So it's going to be hard now. Things like we also talk, petrol price is gone up, this is gone up, that is gone up. He says, what have I got to worry? That's not my responsibility. My responsibility is ibadat. That is his responsibilities. That is Allah Ta'ala's responsibility. That's not my responsibility. But we are very far from it. Very quickly we think that we are very pious, we are Sufis, we are Fakhrul Ummah, and we are this and we are that. But really, we haven't even got still the ABC. One person came to Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki Rahmatullah Ali. He said, Hazrat, my wife is old man. My wife is passing away. So he said, oh, mashallah, she's getting freedom from the jail. This dunya sijnul mu'min. So he said that she should go make my roti, feed me and that. So he said, then Hazrat got like a bit angry. And he said that when she was born, she knew how to make roti. You know, who taught you to make roti? Who gives you the flour? Who gives you that fire? Allah alone is the doer. But we haven't got that yaqeen. We can talk about it, but we have to get that yaqeen. And this is what is the sadiqeen. Those are the true sadiqeen who have got this tawakkul on Allah tabaraka ta'ala. Then he said that somebody promised me, or he agreed that he will receive for my transport to Madinatul Munawwara, but now he's turning around. He's going back on his words. Hazrat got cross and said, don't talk about shirk in front of me. And we, these things are common with us. That where are we? Whereas Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki Rahmatullah Ali used to be very, very compassionate and very soft. But he got a frown on his forehead and he says, stop this shirk talks in front of me. So where are we? We cannot imagine. So anyway, they have fooled us to think that Samane Rahat, the things of ease and comfort, is Rahat itself. Whereas Rahat is in the deen of Islam. Or qanaat, zuhud, or tawakkul, haath se jata rehta hai. When a person, when dunya is in front of a person, then qanaat, to be content with what you have. Whether it is just a little bit also, where are we today content? No matter what, whoever is earning, he's not happy. Whereas the person with this, if Islam is there, if the true deen is there, true trust on Allah, whatever little bit also we got, we will have qanaat, we will have contentment. Zuhad, to abstain from dunya, the luxuries, the comforts of dunya, to live a life of abstention. That we don't have all these extra things, etc. We make do on the bare necessities, the bare basics. Tawakkul, to put our full trust on Allah Ta'ala. You see the birds in the morning, if you look out of your window, that they get up in the morning hungry. But at night when they go and sleep, they sleep with a full stomach. They got no shop from where they earn, they got no factory, they got no job, but Allah Ta'ala feeds them. Or yani har waqt duniya ki ziyadati ke liye halak hota rehta hai. And a person all the time, he just wants dunya all the time, and his worry is about dunya all the time, all the time. My house, my car, my this, my that. And unfortunately, I don't know, but I speak for myself, I find myself in this boat. We are just worried of our nafs, to make our nafs happy, contentment and rahat of the nafs about our deen, to make Allah happy. If Allah makes us happy, then we will perhaps make our namaz, etc. But to Allah tests us, then we can't take it. We are still very, very far from what the reality of forget of tasawwuf, of even of what deen is. The basics of deen, we are still very far. Aur dunya ki kami se khauf zada rehta hai. And we are always afraid that our dunya mustn't be harmed. All the time that my dunya, I mustn't lose my job, this mustn't happen, that mustn't happen. We are worried of our dunya all the time. But who of us are worried really, is my Allah happy or is He unhappy with me? Am I following the sunnahs of my Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam? Today one revert Muslim writes that he follows the sunnahs, etc. And he makes his five times namaz. In one country, they arrested him for that. That why you are this is a fanatism. That you are going to that, you are an extremist. And extremism is not allowed here. That you make your five times namaz, you keep your rozas. A lady officer came to greet him and gave a hand. He refused to take it and he had a big problem with that. And he had a big problem with him for that. But today all these things, our eyes, etc., we don't control it at all. May Allah Ta'ala save us, grant us out of His mercy. And there is no other way for us but tawbah and istighfar. How our lives we have lived them. And together with tawbah and istighfar, hoping for the rahmat of Allah Ta'ala. Otherwise, we have with our a'mal and our actions, and we haven't given time for deen. A Jamaat brothers try so hard just to that you must go out for one gust, 3 days, etc. That you go for 40 days, 4 months, etc. And to make the sacrifices. And for deen's sake, whatever it is, to come just one majlis, which is comparatively so much more easier. But that also is hard for us. Dunya is easy for us every day without fail. Even if we are a bit sick, there are problems. But dunya we can carry onward. حضرت حکیم الامت تھانوی رحمت اللہ علیہ نے اپنے وعاظ میں فرمایا حضرت مولانا تھانوی رحمت اللہ علیہ ان ون بیان آف ہز سیڈ اگر شہوت کے گناہ میں مبتلا ہے if a person is involved in the guna of lust and desire, that is if he is involved in the guna of adultery, so or whatever, whether it is adultery, whether it is masturbation, whether it is any wrong thing, whatever it is, to har waqt khauf rehta hai. Then all the time he has got this fear, kisi ko kahi itla na ho jaye, that somebody mustn't come to know. That person's life also, we don't know what, and when a person becomes conscious of this, then he realizes. Otherwise, we just sweep it under the carpet, and we are doing all the wrong things, but we just sweep it under the carpet. And just because we are making five times namaz, we got our beards, our topis, kurtas, burqas, etc. And we feel we are quite all right, and we don't realize really where we are. بس یہ بھی تلخ زندگی ہے اور معیشت دن کا ہے. This is also a life which is called a tough life. The life which is تلخ زندگی and معیشت دن کا. When a person lives his life, when his life is not corresponding to what it should be. May Allah Ta'ala be kind to us, cover our faults, and may Allah Ta'ala guide us to righteousness and give us the true. Islam is to give us Jannat in this world already. If we really have Islam in our whole life, public life, private life, everything, and our past life, many of us, we were unfortunate, we were at school, we were at varsity, we were workplaces, we got involved in so many things. But if a person whose life is pure, that person knows what is the enjoyment of life. A person who learned what is tawakkul on Allah, that he got no worry about his rosy, about my shop, whether it's going to run, my job I'm going to lose, whatever, he's got trust on Allah to that level. So much at least. Animal has got so much trust, but we as humans, we don't have it. نگاہ اقربا بدلی مزاج دوستہ بدلا the eyesight, that is how you were treated by your family, and how you were treated and the mizaj, the nature of your friends all changed. Nazar ek unki kya badli. When Allah Ta'ala became displeased with you, when you displeased Allah and He became displeased with you, ke kul sara jahan badla, the whole world changed against you. When you have displeased Allah, the whole world is displeased with you. You make Allah happy and the world will be happy with you. Jis taraf ko rukh kya tu ne gulista to kya tu ne gulista ho gaya, that when you turn towards Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, it became a, life became a garden for a person. Aur phir jis taraf se rukh bayaba ho gaya, aur phera jis taraf se rukh bayaba ho gaya, and when a person turns his eyes from the deen, from Allah Ta'ala, then he finds himself in a desert. Today it is different. We have shaitan covers up things, that when you got dunya, you got this, you got that, all the dunya thing, you are living a life of Jannat, you are living a very good life. But when the reality strikes upon you and you realize that what will happen to me at the time of mort, that worry comes into you. What is going to happen in my qabr? Yeah, outwardly I am showing myself to be pious, but really what is my life? When that reality comes, then it is a complete different picture. May Allah Ta'ala bless us with these realities, inshallah.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباد الذين اصطفى أما بعد. Respected elders and friends, as Hazrat is teaching us that we should bring reality into our life, and with regard to this reality, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us so beautifully in the Quran Kareem, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. That real beautiful life, and a real beautiful lifestyle, is only and only in the lifestyle of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And those who took heed to this address, Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, immediately they became outstanding personalities. And what Hazrat is explaining now, myself totally void of it, but by talking, Allah Ta'ala gives us an iota, or just a fragrance of this reality. We find Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, when they held and they turned to the life of Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala sallam, then the whole outlook of life changed. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, who will take heed to this reality? The bayan of Allah Rabbul Izzat, Allah Ta'ala with great love and feeling and kindness, stressing the point to us, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. That undoubtedly, only and only in the lifestyle of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the best way of life for you. It's the most outstanding way of life, the most outstanding example. But who will take heed? As Hazrat teaches us, we loving without an intention. We just passing our life, that I must pass my life. I must get my education, and I must have a good loving, and think that is good life. That is not real, that is not no life in any case. Allah Ta'ala teaches us here that first of all our intention, لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُ اللَّهُ وَالْيَوْمَ الْآخِرِ. Whoever made his intention hoping to meet Allah, that I'm loving for my Allah, and to meet Allah, the place is Akhirat. So we working towards Akhirat. So those who got, Allah Ta'ala give me first of all the reality, and all of us, that we consider this point daily when we wake up in the morning. Oh Allah, you gave me another life. My life is only for you, Allah. You gave me this life. Give me the reality to love for you, O Allah. And I can love that my akhirat is in front of me all the time. This reality, when this reality came in the heart of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, you see their life had total value. And what they proved to the world, how to love in this world. Under all circumstances, today we are complaining, lot of fitna, lot of trials, tribulations. Muslims are going through difficult conditions. We can't imagine what the first part of the ummah, Sahaba radiallahu, what conditions they went through. We won't even smell those conditions. Here in these ayahs, further Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that people will only understand this reality, that first of all,
who we have hope to meet Allah. We want to be meeting Allah Rabbul Izzat in such a way that Allah is pleased with us. That person who is eager to meet Allah, Allah is eager to meet that person. And how will Allah Ta'ala be eager to meet us? And how will you get the shock to meet Allah when we bring alive the sunnahs of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in our life? And we eager now to go towards Akhirah. لِمَنْ كَانِ يَرْجُ اللَّهُ وَالْيَوْمَ الْآخِرَةِ. And for this, what's the cause we have to do? وَذَكَرَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. We have to make the zikr of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala continuously. That is why Allah Ta'ala's great mercy upon us. Allah has made this intizam for us. All these majalises to learn about Allah, to be having the zikr of Allah, starting on the tongue, and then it must penetrate into the heart, and penetrate every drop of blood of ours, every hair of the body, all the time. We have to be thinking of Allah Rabbul Izzat, and making the zikr of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala abundantly. And zikr of Allah in reality is to be soaked in the obedience of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And this will only come if we soaked in the sunnah lifestyle of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And then Allah, when this came, Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala, what odds they had to go through. Allah Ta'ala is saying, وَلَمَّا رَى الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الْأَحْزَابِ قَالُوا هَذَا مَا وَعَدَ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ وَصَدَقَ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. When all the allied forces of the whole world got together, all the armies got together, the battle of the trench, what a severe battle. Ahzab, when they saw the whole world is against us, Sahaba radiallahu anhu, immediately they said, this is what Allah and His Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam promised us. That the more you come in, as Hazrat just explained now, one person practices on sunnah, they will call you terrorists, they will lock you up, etc. But Sahaba radiallahu anhu knew this reality. And Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is reminding us that this reality will come. And this is all the time, from time immemorial, this will take place. But ya ayyuhalladhina amanu alaykum anfusakum la yadurrukum man dhalla idha ihtadaytum. Allah Ta'ala says, you take your own protection. Our protection is to be steadfast on the commands of Allah, to be holding firm onto the sunnahs of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Then Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala, when people even tried to scare them, that all the allied forces, the whole world, they're going to finish you up. Haza ma wa'adallahu wa rasuluh, wa sadaqallahu wa rasuluh. This was the promise of Allah and His beloved Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that all of them will get together. And we know the promise of Allah and Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is 100% true. If we remain firm on the command of Allah, the sunnah of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the whole world cannot harm us in the least bit. But Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and we see Quran is as fresh for every generation. You read any ayat, it just applies to a person, particularly myself. It applies to us, and we see that Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has foretold already 1400 years ago. And Allah Ta'ala informed Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to remind us that man ahya sunnati in the fasadi ummati, whoever will bring alive one sunnat in the time of evil and corruption, when no value of sunnat, no value of deen, then we'll be scared of the whole world. But when we bring alive this sunnat, the whole world can get together, we won't be scared of this. And Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that I'm worried of the time of my ummah, that how here the whole world got together to finish Islam. But Allah Ta'ala showed strength of iman is something you can't break through. That is a different strength. And if we don't have strength of iman and we're putting our strength in materialism, then we are putting our strength in not even a wing of a fly, a wing of a mosquito. And this is what Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has mentioned, that I scare the whole world will get together, have a dawat, and what will be the meal? How we'll make a morsel of Islam? How we'll wipe out the Muslims? Sahaba or Rabbi Radhiyallahu was shocked. Oh, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, what will give them this audacity to be planning against us when we prove to them how we wipe them out? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, that time the disease of wahan will be in our hearts. That wahan, what were the Sahaba was surprised, and this is the disease I have got the most in my heart. Hubbu dunya wa karayatil maut. This love of this world. We think we don't have love of this world, but it's there all the time. It's lurking. We have to work towards this, making the zikr of Allah, bringing alive the sunnah of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi. And when we start seeing, I'm looking forward to Maut, which is far, Allah Ta'ala bring this reality, then see how Allah Ta'ala's assistance will come to the Ummah. So Allah Ta'ala give me tawfiq and understanding to realize that we make this concerted effort of regular our zikr. The zikr is our spiritual medicine. And as we make our spiritual medicine, see the love of Sunnah, see our focus towards Akhirat, our love for Allah Ta'ala will grow all the time. Allah give me and all of us tawfiq and understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana.
Bismillah. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Fadhkuruni yadhkurukum. Dil mera ho jaye ek maidan-e-hu. Tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu. اور میرے تن میں بجائے آب و گل درد دل ہو درد دل ہو درد دل غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جدر لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Ilahi dil mein mere ghair ka asar na rahe, siwaye tere kisi par meri nazar na rahe. Tu kar be khabar sari khabron se mujhko, ilahi rahu bas khabardar tera. La ilaha La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب ربنا إنك جامع الناس ليوم لا ريب فيه إن الله لا يخلف الميعاد اللهم اغفر لحينا وميتنا وشاهدنا وغائبنا وصغيرنا وكبيرنا وذكرنا وأنثانا اللهم من أحييته منا فحي على الإسلام ومن توفيته منا فتوفه على الإيمان ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سمعنا وطعنا غفرانك ربنا ولك المصير برحمتك